I'd like to welcome you back to Old Das Daf and Practice Series. The phenomenon of people having house minyanim, people hosting a minyan either Friday night for Kabbalah Shabbos or Mitzvah Shabbos if they don't want to walk to shul, it's a little far, or perhaps they want to daven in an earlier zman than the local shul. It's not a new phenomenon, I recall it existing when I was growing up, but from what I understand, its prevalence has grown over the past few years. And the appropriateness of davening in such a minyan can be addressed from multiple angles. The Gemara in today's daf, Brachos Davov, towards the top of Amud Beis, quotes from Rav Chelbo Omer Avuna Kol Kaveh Makom Betzibaso. If someone sets a makom kavu, someone sets a consistent place to daven, Elokei Avram Be'ozro, the God of Avram will help him. There's Machokos who shown him how to interpret this Gemara. Ben Yonah, Talmud Rabbi Ben Yonah explained that the Gemara is specifically talking about if someone davening at home. Someone's davening not in a shul, but rather in his own home, he's supposed to set aside a specific place to daven. However, in shul, there's no necessity in order to have a makam kavu. However, the Rosh argues on Rabbi Yonah, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes in Simin Tzadi, Sif Yotes, that not only is someone supposed to have a set shul where he davens, he's also supposed to have a makam kavu, a set seat in shul where he davens. And therefore, if someone would ask whether it's appropriate to daven sometimes in someone's home, either on a Friday night or a Motzei Shabbos, according to the Rosh, that's certainly inappropriate because you're supposed to have a set shul where you always daven. You consistently daven in the same place and in the same seat. However, there's an interesting Rosh Shlomo Zalman. In Halicha Shlomo, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that he said that it's not necessary to always daven in the same minyan and always daven in the same seat. Rather, as long as you have a consistent approach to that tshila where you daven, that's good enough. And meaning, if during the week you daven in one shul, and on Shabbos you daven in another shul, that's okay. I think that could be extended, that in Shabbos morning you daven in one place, Shabbos afternoon, mincha, you daven in another place, and Motzei Shabbos you daven in another place, that's also okay, as long as you're consistent, as long as you always daven with the same minyan. Therefore, it could seem that if someone has a house minyan which he davens in every Friday night, he's consistent every Friday night, he davens there, and every Motzei Shabbos he davens at the neighbor's house in his living room, perhaps that would be okay. But I think that doing so is really missing the spirit of this whole halacha. Many Rishonim explain that this idea of having a makom kavua for davening is in order to enhance someone's kavan, in order to enhance someone's concentration. And therefore, it's very questionable whether if someone's davening in someone's home, especially if someone's davening in someone's living room, someone's playroom, there are so many distractions that one can come across, that it's hard to say that his consistent participation in such a house minyan is what Chazal were interested in when they exhorted someone to have a makom kavua for their davening. And there's additional Gemara as well. The Gemara in today's daf also, Davav Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Tanya Abba Ben Yamin Omer, Ein Tfila Shel Adam Nishmas Ela B'Beis HaKnesses. One's prayers are only heard if one davens in a shul. And this Gemara is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Siftes. Yishtadil Adon Lisbal B'Sekneses. Someone should try to daven in a shul. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Fim Gadim. Afilu Imesh L'Asar B'Beis. So even if you have a minion at home, Yishtadil B'Beis HaKnesses. You should still try to daven in a shul because the Kedushas B'Beis HaKnesses makes it more conducive for your tefillos to be heard. And therefore, even if you're going to say that you're able to concentrate at home, at someone's house, and you consistently daven in someone's house, you're still missing the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. You're still missing that extra help that you could have for your tefillah to be nishmas when you don't daven in a shul, but rather you daven in someone's home.